Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You are. We're looking at Pesachim 45, talking about the food for humans. They set a general rule in a Mishnah in Taharos regarding the laws of Taharos. Anything reserved as a food for humans is subject to Tumah, impurity, until it putrefies to the point that it becomes inedible even to a dog. And who is this ruling in accordance with? It is accordance with the view that does not agree with Rav Nassan, and accords with the anonymous Tanakama who disagrees with Rav Nassan in the Braisa. So the notes point out, once it acquires the classification of a food because it was designated for human consumption and as such is susceptible to Tumah, does not lose that classification even if it subsequently becomes unfit for humans unless it spoils to a degree that even a dog would not eat it, as Rashi points out. According to Rav Nassan, the food loses its status as food as soon as it becomes unfit for human consumption. The idea being is to think of food for thought and food for the body and food for the soul. Just as we need to nourish our bodies, we need to nourish our beings, our goofs, our material presence in this world with food, so too we should make sure to nourish our spiritual bodies, to nourish our neshamot, to nourish our Ruchni itself with the proper food, the proper nourishment. We would make sure to get good food, good drinking, whatever we can throughout the days and satisfy our salt cravings and our sweet cravings. So too for the neshama, we should satisfy the spiritual cravings that we need to have, whether we need to sing something slowly or something quickly, or we need to listen to something or read something from a spiritual aspect, from a Jewish aspect, from the Torah aspect. We should make sure to take care of the food for thought, for the neshama, and the food for practicality, the actual physical need of the body. Just as the Gemara talks about food that's good for humans, what type of food is good for thought? What type of food is good for the brain? What type of food is good for spirituality, for ruchniyot? Of course, that of the Torah and the mitzvos and chesed that we could do to be involved with it, so that it's good nourishment for the soul, nourishment for the body. And everyone has a different connection to different things. I myself am very much pulled to Pirkei Avos, and I love Navi, and Parsha also, and doing the daf, you know, all these different things pull me, but different people are pulled to different things. Some people are very into learning a lot of halacha. Some people are very into learning a lot of musar. Some people are very into Tanya, different aspects of Torah for different people, because everyone has their connection to something. But just as the Gemara talks about food, what's fit for humans, we should remember that there's food for the physicality, food for the guf, and there's food for the neshama. So make sure to satisfy both the neshama and the physical every day within our lives. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 46 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.